Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling for that, and I'm also calling because I work for the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. We grade livestock, so we're kind of front line on the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told that we would be included in phase, I guess, in 1B for Alabama.
Uh huh.
And so I went online and I signed up, you know, where they would notify me when there's a vaccine available.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if that was the only thing I can do, or how do I make sure that I'm scheduled to get one? Because myself and a lot of my employees, you know, we're out grading livestock, you know, where there's a lot of people, so. We're considered mission essential. We got letters and everything to verify everything.
Okay.
Our identification. So did I do the right thing, or do I need to go about another way of doing this?
Yes. Yeah, so I do have that number for you in order to call and pre-register.
Okay.
Okay, and that number is 855.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 855-566-5333.
Yeah, that one, I've got that one, and I've called it, and it won't pick up. All it tells you is to go to the Alabama Department of Health, you know, .gov /verify.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. It won't take any calls.
Okay, so I also work, like, I answer calls on this line, and I also answer calls from that line. So just try to keep calling to get through, or maybe call from a different phone. I don't know what's going on, but we are doing pre-registration at that number. So I'm not sure why you're not getting through.
Yeah. All it says is that there's a high volume of calls, and it can't take it at that time, and if we want to get, you know, whatever, you know, to go to that website and enter your data.
Okay, so, yes, when it says that, like, we have so many people calling that one line, and so it only allows a certain amount of calls to go through at one time. Once they get those calls down, they allow a certain amount of number of calls to go through again. So it's just a matter of keep going, maybe keep it on speaker, do something else, and maybe, you know, until somebody pick up. So that's why it says that.
Okay, then I'll give it another shot, and I thank you very much for your time and for your help.
Okay, you're welcome, and I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you enjoy your day and just try to keep calling to get through.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. You do as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.